All right, welcome back to another episode of FPNA Done Right. I'm Olivia, joined as always by Ryan. Today we're getting a bit personal with our finance frustrations, aren't we, Ryan?
Oh yeah, this is right up my alley. I mean, if I had a dollar for every hour I wasted juggling spreadsheets, well, maybe I could finally stop color-coding my grocery lists. But kidding aside, traditional planning is just so static, isn't it? Spreadsheets, manual entry, and all that back and forth. It slows everyone down.
Absolutely. And it's not just about slow processes. It's the errors. I still wince thinking about that model I messed up because I forgot to drag a formula across a new column. One harmless-looking cell, and boom. Suddenly, my whole budget was off. I triple-check everything now, no matter how basic.
Oh, you're not alone. It's funny. Last week I was talking with a client who said, the way we do financial planning and reporting today is like night and day compared to before. Before what? Before they ditched Excel for something, you know, less dangerous. I think for a lot of teams the problem is that these static, backward-looking processes just can't keep up with business anymore.
And the business isn't standing still, right? Market shifts, unpredictable supply chains, new competitors. By the time you've finished the quarterly plan, it's already out of date. If your only weapon is a spreadsheet, you're fighting yesterday's battles instead of tomorrow's.
Totally. And then you've got data silos making it even worse. Everyone's got their own version, sales, HR, operations. They're all working in isolation. I've seen companies where it's like, wait, you thought we were hiring 10 people? I thought it was 5. It's chaos. That slows down decision-making and the opportunity cost is massive.
Completely. And it's not just lost opportunities, it's error risk, wasted time. I think the FP&A Trends survey really nails it. 2/3 of finance time is spent on low-value tasks, like gathering and validating data, and only 1/3 on actual insight and decisions. That's just deflating, isn't it?
It really is. You almost become the bottleneck in your own process. All those manual handoffs and endless email chains, just waiting for everyone's different versions to come back. If they come back at all. You ever wait on a template that's been sitting in someone's inbox for days? That's real pain.
Honestly, yes. It's the classic hurry up and wait. All that time wasted. So is it any wonder finance feels stuck in an endless loop, never really getting to the stuff that matters?
Exactly. And disruption just makes it worse. Whether it's a pandemic, a merger, or a sudden drop in sales, the old annual planning mindset simply can't keep pace. It's time for a change, something continuous, connected, and way more flexible.
So let's talk about what's possible now. Building on what we talked about in our last episode with adaptive planning. Modern cloud platforms are absolutely changing the game. Instead of updating the same dusty spreadsheet, you get rolling forecasts, scenario modeling, and real-time collaboration. It's like going from a paper atlas to Google Maps.
That's a great analogy, Olivia. I mean, think about what Learn Behavioral did. They embraced a cloud-based system, centralized all their data, and, get this, slashed their budgeting and forecasting turnaround times. Managers could finally get live dashboards. No more waiting for finance to send reports. It makes them more nimble, especially when you're running multiple locations and need to adapt on the fly.
Exactly. And the integration side is massive, too. When you've got finance, payroll, billing, all under one roof, you can finally trust your numbers. Data silos disappear, and instead of reconciling different versions, everyone's looking at the same source of truth. That changes the whole conversation.
And cycle times? Up to 70% faster, according to some implementations. Plus, rolling forecasts mean you're always planning based on what's happening now, not just last quarter. So finance moves from just controlling the purse strings to being a real strategic advisor. You're right in the thick of it, helping set direction, not just counting the beans after they're spilled.
Yes, and I love that shift. From finance as gatekeeper to finance as partner and challenger. With all these self-service tools, business users can drill into their own numbers, run what-if scenarios, and understand what's driving their performance. Finance supports, asks the tough questions, but no longer has to do all the hand-holding.
Right. And just to argue the other side for a sec, some folks worry about losing control. But actually, these platforms have built-in audit trails and workflows. You can see who changed what, when. You get more transparency, not less. It's not about letting go of oversight. It's about focusing that oversight where it actually matters.
Couldn't agree more. And those scenario planning tools. Absolute lifesavers in a crisis. Suddenly you can model, what if sales drop 20% or what if we open 2 new sites and make decisions right away? No more scrambling when things change. It sounds simple, but it's revolutionary for how you run the business.
And that's how finance shifts to being a business-wide strategy driver. You're not just reporting. You're sparking the conversations that matter, helping everyone move faster and smarter. The old way can't do that. No more playing catch-up, you know?
So here's where things really get interesting. Enter Agile, automation, and AI. Finance is undergoing this massive transformation, automating routine work and freeing up teams for analysis and decision-making. I remember early in my career, I was pretty intimidated by analytics. Total imposter syndrome every time the board asked, "Why's this variance here?" But once I leaned into the data side, I found my confidence grew. Analytics and automation didn't replace me. They actually made me better at my job.
Oh, that's spot on, Olivia. And you know, people always talk about robots stealing jobs. But honestly, automation in finance is about augmenting the team, not shrinking it. Take things like account reconciliations, invoice processing, and even forecasting. Previously, all manual, repetitive stuff. Now, with machine learning, those parts run themselves. That frees finance folks to tackle the fun stuff. Scenario planning, partnering with the business, digging into new opportunities.
And with the profession facing a talent crunch, so many CPAs retiring, fewer graduates, automation's becoming essential just to get the basics done. Otherwise, you spend all your time chasing down errors and can't actually advise anyone. The beauty of AI is that it learns from historical data, spots anomalies instantly, and helps you course correct sooner.
Totally. It's predictive. Like in fantasy football. Yeah, here comes my sports analogy again. But you wouldn't just pick players based on last season. You look at projections, injuries, weather, then run new scenarios every week. Finance is moving the same way. Predictive insights instead of static reports. With AI, your forecast isn't just the best guess. It's continuously learning and improving, as long as you're feeding it quality data.
Right. And honestly, the new skill set for finance is less about memorizing formulas and more about interpreting data, telling the story, weighing scenarios. The technical know-how matters, but so does being curious and able to translate insights for the business. AI isn't about skipping human judgment. It's about supporting it and letting you focus on what really matters.
Yeah, nobody wants to be stuck just moving numbers from A to B. The game is shifting to value-adding work, problem-solving, strategy, guiding decisions. And when I look at teams who've embraced automation, I see happier people, fewer errors, and a lot more business impact.
It's an ongoing journey, agile, evolving, very much a work in progress for most organizations. But if there's one thing I wish I'd learned sooner, it's that leaning into change, rather than resisting it, is what builds resilience. And hey, maybe the boardroom won't feel quite so intimidating after all.
Couldn't have said it better. And that's probably a good place to wrap up for today. Next episode, we'll dig deeper into the kinds of skills finance teams need to really thrive with these new tools and methods.
Thanks, Ryan. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. If today's chat struck a chord, stick with us. There's much more to come. Take care, everyone.
See you next time, Olivia. Cheers.